Host for There Is Hope is Richard Dover.
Today's message is seek but not find. Some seek for God's will, some seek for knowledge, but they reject godly counsel. Some are so full of pride that they won't listen to what others have to say. Let me give you some examples. This topic came up as I was at a men's breakfast yesterday, and as the pastor was sharing, he was talking about a couple that have all kinds of problems in their life, dealing with all kinds of issues, and it's because they didn't take his counsel a few years ago. He told them if they went a certain direction, that there were going to be results that would not be favorable for them. They ignored his counsel, and then they find themselves in a big mess. I can say as a pastor over the years, it's been the same thing. You have somebody come to your office, you start to give them counsel, and because of sin, because of pride, because of rebellion, they turn around and don't receive the counsel, and then things happen. And what's interesting is what they want is after they've ignored what you've counseled them on, do the opposite maybe what you've counseled them on, then they have problems, then they want all your time to help them fix their problems. When it could save you as the person giving counsel and them if they would have just taken the advice. I know one pastor that he literally does this. He has in his office, he has some blank applications. And when somebody comes to the office to get counsel, and as he's giving counsel, they start telling him he don't know what he's talking about, or they keep being stubborn, rebellious. He stops them and he says, hold on, wait a second. He gives them a blank application. They say, what's this for? He says, well, it appears that you're trying to apply for a job to be a counselor since you don't think I'm a counselor. That's to get them to take a look at what's going on. So what we want to do is we want to look at some Bible verses talking about what happens to someone who doesn't take wise counsel. And we're also going to talk about what is the favor of God that can happen. So we're going to go to our Bible, and the Bible makes it very clear that those who do not receive godly counsel are fools. So we're going to see what the Bible has to say. So we're going to go to Proverbs 28:26, and it says, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool. But who walks wisely, he shall be delivered. Listen, what does it mean to walk wisely? Walk wisely means to get godly counsel. It means to learn from life. It means to use wisdom. And it says, those who walk wisely will be delivered. So if you're not walking wisely, obviously you're not going to be delivered, and you're stuck in the mess that you've created. And it says that if you trust in your own heart, that you're a fool. Then let's look at Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. It says the fear of the Lord is not talking about a fear that, oh my goodness, God's going to get me, but it's to understand that God is mighty, God is powerful, His word is true. When God gives counsel and advice in His word, we should listen to it. And notice what it says. It says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools despise instruction, which leads to destruction. Okay, but I want to also let you know there's some good news. There's some hope. And that good news, that hope is if we receive godly counsel, we receive favor. And we want to go to Proverbs 19:20. Proverbs 19:20. Hear counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter end. You want to be wise? You want to be a person full of wisdom? You want to be a person that grows old, that's a person of wisdom as you grow old? Notice what it says. Hear counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter end. So if you will listen to counsel, if you will receive instruction, godly counsel, godly wisdom, it lets it be clear, it lets us know very clearly that we'll be wise. And guess what? If you're wise, you can help others in the midst of what they're going through. Now listen, there's a difference between receiving counsel or not. I want you to see what the difference is. We're going to go to Proverbs 15. There's a contrast that you'll see in Proverbs 15. It's going to be verses 31-33. It says, "The ear that hears the reproof of life abides among the wise. He that refuses instruction despises his own soul, but he that hears reproof gets understanding." Reproof means correction. So sometimes the counsel is to correct something in our life. That sometimes when somebody's giving us godly counsel, they're saying, you need to correct this. You need to change this. So again, what does it say? The ear that hears the reproof of life abides among the wise. That means you hang with wise people. And that's so true. Listen, those who don't listen to counsel normally don't hang with the wisest people. Those who don't listen to counsel normally hang around with those who are in rebellion and in their own folly. And that's what it says here. It says in verse 32, "He that refuses instruction despises his own soul." That's powerful words. It says that you don't like yourself. If you don't take godly counsel, wise counsel, it's saying you don't even like yourself. That you despise your own soul. "But he that hears reproof gets understanding," gets clarity of mind. Remember what we said the title of this was? Seek but not find. Listen, if you want to find answers, you want to find God's will, you want to find solutions to your life situations, if you want to have instruction, how not to make the mistakes that you've made in the past, to learn from them, do something different, if you want to be wise, then you need to listen to the instruction. Verse 33 says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." Many times the reason people make bad mistakes, bad choices, because pride gets in the way, and they go into folly. So you can see the contrast here. You receive reproof, you receive correction, you receive counsel, you'll become wise. If you don't, you're bringing destruction in your life. I think all of us can really understand that. What I want to do is I want to read the New Living Translation to you of Proverbs 15, 31-32. "If you listen to constructive criticism, you'll be at home among the wise. If you reject discipline, you'll only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding." You see the contrast there? Now, what the Bible teaches us is we need to trust in the Word of God. The counsel you get, if somebody's giving you godly counsel, it's going to come from this Word. And let's look at Proverbs chapter 3. Let's see the promise of Proverbs chapter 3. Listen, there's hope. There's hope. If you follow the Word of God, you apply the principle of the Word of God, you receive godly counsel, that there is hope that your life can be different than where it's been in the past. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Do you see that? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Here's the reality. If you lean on God, if you trust in God, here's what will happen. Is that he will lead you, he will guide you. When you seek for answers, when you seek for wisdom, when you seek for instruction, he's going to make sure that you get it. And it mainly comes from this word here, from the Bible. And there will be people that God brings into your life that will give you guidance, that will give you wisdom, that will give you direction, that will show you how to apply the Word of God in your life.
Now you
Now, there are some who take a passage of Scripture out of context, and they use it to justify doing their own thing, not listening to pastors, to counselors. And that passage is going to be found in 1 John. It's 1 John chapter 2, verse 26. Some of you are going to recognize this passage. Maybe some of you have even used it in the wrong manner. And we're going to show you how you can use it in the wrong manner to justify sin, to justify rebellion. And then we're going to show how it can be applied in the correct way. And there's a promise that comes with it. Verse 26, this is 1 John chapter 2, verse 26. These things I've written to you concerning them that seduce you. These things, the things that he's talking about, is that don't get yourself connected tight into the world. Don't walk in ungodliness. Don't walk in worldliness. He's talking about having a deep, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. He's warning that there will be deception that takes place. And he's saying if you have an intimacy with Jesus Christ, you spend time in his word, if you stay away from ungodliness, you're going to have wisdom and you're going to be protected from a lot of the things that happens in the end times, the deception that takes place. Now let's look at it again, and we're going to go to verse 27. It says, these things I've written to you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as this taught you, you shall abide in him. Now I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to stop where people like to twist this. It says, but the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. It says here that you don't need somebody to teach you because you have the Holy Spirit within you, that the Holy Spirit abides in you, lives in you. But I want you to see some of the conditions here. Here's the challenge. If you're not abiding in Jesus, then you're not going to be receptive and open to this Holy Spirit that leads and guides and directs. You're not going to be open to those that God brings in your life to bring correction. Listen, if you're walking in worldliness, you're going to be deceived by the enemy and misinterpret the word. Also, think about this. If you didn't need to be taught, why did Paul teach? Paul started a school of leaders. Paul would raise up disciples. Jesus raised up disciples. Why were there disciples? Why was there teaching? Why does the Bible say receive instruction? If you have the Holy Spirit in you, you don't need to be taught, then you don't need anybody to bring reproof. You don't need anybody to instruct you. Yeah, and yet the scriptures makes it clear and clear again that there's prophets, what? Prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles, teachers. What are they there for? To teach. Why is there the office of a teacher if you don't need a teacher? So obviously that it's not saying that you never need somebody to instruct you. And really, it's really talking about as you abide in Christ, you'll be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speak to you. And when somebody brings a message to you, you'll know by the power of the Holy Spirit within you if that message is coming from God or not. If somebody brings correction, you'll know it's from God. And so the Holy Spirit teaches us through the Word, but He uses others also. Now here's the problem. If you're not born again, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then there's no way that you can be led by the Holy Spirit. You don't have the Holy Spirit living within you. You don't have a relationship with God. So if you want to walk in wisdom, you want to walk in godly counsel, you want to be a person that has the favor of God in your life, you need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to receive Christ as your Lord. Not just your Savior, as your Lord. And as He's your Lord, He will lead you, He will guide you. So what we're going to do is we're going to share with you how to receive Christ into your life, how to be born again, how to be saved, how to enter into heaven. And then afterwards, we'll give you a summary of this message.
This is Pastor Rich. Do you need to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. John 1:7 says, you must be born again. Acts 16:31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And Matthew 1:15 says, repent you and believe the gospel. Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? If you want to get more information, you can always go to our website, To learn how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can go to thereishopetv.org. That's thereishopetv.org. And we have information on frequently asked questions about Christianity. We let you know step by step how to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I encourage you to go to thereishopetv.org. That is thereishopetv.org. Also, I want to let you know if you would like to talk to me personally, you can always give me a call toll free anytime. 1-866-1-GOD.
Well, welcome back. So our message today is seek but not find. So to summarize, what we're saying is there are those who want answers, there are those who want wisdom, but they reject the counsel that is given to them. And then they find themselves into folly. And what we're trying to share with you is receive godly counsel. Get into the Word. Receive godly counsel from the Word. Be receptive to what the Holy Spirit says. So I want to share a story with you to show how not receiving counsel can lead you to folly. At one time, I did street ministry in Seattle, and we had a feeding program on Saturdays. And we would do it for 2 hours. We had a certain dollar amount of money that we would use, and when we ran out, then the feed would stop. And what we'd do is we'd get burgers at Jack in the Box and be in their parking lot and give out burgers. So we had a gentleman who knows all about the feeding program. He came many, many times. He comes after it's all done, and he says, hey, I need some food. And I said, you know when we end, and you know that we spend a certain amount of money, and that's it. And he begged and begged and begged. And I said, all right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do this again. And the reason is we don't allow enabling. We don't let the homeless control what we do. And so I told him, I'll go ahead and get you a burger. And he says, no, I don't want a burger. I want a taco. And I said, well, Taco Bell is nowhere close here. It's further down. He says, well, just give me the money to buy a couple of tacos. Well, here's a guy who was an alcoholic, not a drug addict. He was an alcoholic. And if I give him money, there's a good chance he's not going to use it for the tacos. He's going to get lost along the way. He's going to get distracted along the way. And he's going to buy him a beer, most likely, with the money. And so I even told him that. He says, no, trust me. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that with your money. So I looked him in the eye and I says, don't lie to a pastor. I says, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the money for you to get that taco. And I believe you're not going to get the taco, so prove me wrong. And I like to kind of set guys up like that, so then they won't do it because they don't want me to be right. And he says, well, you'll see that you're wrong. So he took off. So right after that, my wife and I go to the post office that's across the street, and then we decide to walk along Broadway and just kind of see who's out there that didn't come to the feed and just get a feel of the area and stuff. And we're walking down the street, and there's that gentleman, and he's getting a ticket for open container. He had a beer in his hand, it was open, and I look at him, he looks at me, and I smiled at him, and the first words are, oh, what? No, I didn't use the money, somebody gave it to me. Now, I don't know if somebody gave him the open container and shared it with him. I kind of doubt it, that normally don't happen, but maybe they did. But the truth of the matter is, along the way, he got lost. Along the way, he didn't get to the Taco Bell. He found himself an open container. And that fine, I don't know, was $30, $50. So it cost him $50 for that $2 taco that he wanted. Because he didn't just take my counsel. As I told him, you're going to get distracted along the way. That's just one little example. And think about it. That's something minor. That's so little. But what things have you encountered? What things have you done and made mistakes because you didn't receive counsel? You didn't seek it or you didn't receive it? Excuse me. So I encourage you, follow the principles of the Word. Seek godly counsel. Get into this Word. Spend time in the Word. Go through it. Say, God, help me to get wisdom. Help me to get insight. One thing's can happen, you go to your Bible, you read it in the morning, and you just pick up a passage and you start reading it, you have no idea how that's going to apply for the day, and you're just being faithful to daily read the Word, and you read it, and then all of a sudden, towards the end of the day, something takes place, and the next thing you know, that passage of Scripture you read was specifically what you needed for the day. What happens? Then you operate out of wisdom. You make better choices because you prepared yourself ahead of time. So let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I don't know who's listening today. There are some here that maybe have sought you, and they have found you. They have a relationship with you. They're born again. They're getting to heaven, but they haven't learned how to really call out to you for wisdom. They haven't learned how to truly submit to those you have placed in their life to help them. They have not been able to learn how to submit to the Holy Spirit as He brings conviction in the Word. I pray that today, Lord God, they will make a decision. They will make a vow. I'm going to be obedient to the Word of God. I'm going to seek godly counsel, and then I'm going to apply it in my life. Will you minister to them, Lord? And Lord, maybe somebody here that's listening, they listen to us share about Jesus Christ and how they can be born again, how they can have the Holy Spirit living within them, and they made a commitment to Christ. I pray, Father God, that, Lord, you would assure them that they have eternal life as they've said a prayer asking Jesus to come into their heart. I pray they will turn their lives completely over to Jesus, that, Lord God, they will spend time in your Word, they will get fellowship with other Christians, they'll get into a church where they can be fed and where they can grow. And I pray, Father God, you reveal yourself to them. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Consume them with your Holy Spirit, and that their life will be totally transformed, and they'll have no doubt that Jesus Christ is in their life. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Hi there, this is Pastor Rich, and just want to let you know some of the upcoming messages that we're going to be sharing. One of them is going to be called Delays. And the question I have for you is, what do you do when there's a delay? When you're praying and asking God for an answer to something and it doesn't happen right away, what do? You have a need and there's a delay. How do you handle that? Some people handle it by crying out to God and saying, God, I beg of you, I plead of you to intervene. Others learn to be able to trust God and say, God, I know you have a perfect timing. And some get stubborn, rebellious, and literally will walk away from God because there's a delay. So we're going to be covering how do you handle delays. Another topic we're going to have is called compost. Yeah, compost. What I want to be sharing is the fact that we're doing some gardening and we have a compost bin. Can I tell you something? Some of us have some stuff. Some of us have some garbage that needs to be composted. It needs to decompose. It needs to go away. There's some things in the past that we need to let go of and let God take care of it. So we're going to talk about compost. Another thing we're going to be talking about is, what is ministry? You know, many people think ministry is you have to be a pastor, you have to be a worship leader, you have to teach a Bible school class. So we're going to talk about what ministry really is, and that day-to-day living can be ministry. We're going to talk about chiggers and people. Now, that's a crazy topic. Chiggers and people. We're going to talk about what chiggers are. I'm going to share an experience that I've had with chiggers. And we're going to talk about how some people are like chiggers. That's going to be an interesting topic. And then another one is going to be leaves, leaves, leaves. It's fall here where I'm at, and every day I'm having to sweep up or blow out leaves. They're falling everywhere. And how many know that there's some things that keep coming back in our life? And I'm going to talk about how you once for all can get rid of some of those things. And I'm also going to say some things you can't get rid of. It's just part of life. And how to know the difference between what things you need to accept in your life and what things you need removed out of your life. So should be some interesting
topic. Pastor Rich. Do you need to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. John 1:7 says, you must be born again. Acts 16:31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And Matthew 1:15 says, repent you and believe the gospel. Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? If you want to get more information, you can always go to our website to learn how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can go to thereishopetv.org. That's thereishopetv.org. And we have information on frequently asked questions about Christianity. We let you know step by step how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I encourage you to go to thereishopetv.org. That is thereishopetv.org. Also, I want to let you know, if you would like to talk to me personally, you can always give me a call, toll-free, anytime, 1-866-1-GOD.
You have been listening to There Is Hope with Pastor Richard Dover. Through Jesus Christ, we can live a victorious life. Thank you.